BlakeRadio.com.
Are you ready? No. You don't understand. I want to know. Are you ready?
For the thousands in attendance and for the millions not watching around the world, none of this is on television right now.
Let's get ready to suck it!
War Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Come hell or high water, I am giving you Monday Night Raw. I am giving you a show tonight.
Featuring the likes of Sue Rockin.
Hi, Mom.
Lindsay Ward.
All of you men are simply intimidated. But most of all, men are intimidated by the fact that I have bigger balls than every man in this arena.
Interact with us live during the show and give us your takes on what your thoughts on Monday Night Raw.
I have received an email. The Raw General Manager says, and I quote,
now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Kane has got two words for you.
Show. I am Sorokin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Hello!
That music was really prominent tonight.
Well, the people that were attached to it were really prominent tonight, but I think we actually only got to hear the music once.
I heard it twice, three times. I actually heard it four times, when they won and when they came out. So that's four times.
Okay.
Just pointing it out for the official record. Someone keep track of that. King Kins, you're in charge. Official record four times. I don't know. Anyway, we got a lot to get into. But we start off Monday Night Raw with, well, some legitimate news.
Legitimate?
I just wanted to say that when I was WWE champion, time and time again, I said the next person to hold that championship would earn it. And last night at SummerSlam, Daniel Bryan earned it. I want to take a second to publicly thank Daniel Bryan for bringing out the best in me. For reminding me that a WWE superstar should not be judged on race, creed, or appearance. A WWE superstar should simply be judged by their commitment to excellence in this very ring. Now, as we all do, and you all know, Daniel and I, we don't see eye to eye a lot, but we both share the same passion in this very ring. And that's why I chose him for the match at SummerSlam. That's also why I competed in the match at SummerSlam when I was told time and time again not to. This is the first time I'm publicly saying this, but 2 weeks ago, WWE Medical... The WWE Medical staff told me that this giant ball of fluid on my elbow was the result of a torn tricep. They told me to go home immediately, get surgery, and they would cancel the WWE Championship match at SummerSlam. I refused. And I don't want you guys to misunderstand me here. I am not using this as an excuse. Last night I was defeated by a better man in a clean fight. But that's all I wanted. I wanted a clean fight. And last night when I was in the training room with ice on my arm and a steak on my eye, thank you, Daniel, very much, some yokel ran in and said, did you see? Did you see? Triple H just handed the WWE Championship to Randy Orton. I was disgusted. I was offended and I was disgraced. I cannot put off my surgery any longer. Tonight I leave the WWE. I love you guys, and I am going to miss all this. I just want you to know.
That was great. The WWE fans don't let us down at all.
Nope.
No. But yeah, we had legitimate news. John Cena's hurt, and he'll be out 4 to 6 months with a torn tricep.
So, and it was a nice little speech to put Daniel Bryan over, and I just like to say, called it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hurts whenever I have to do that. Hurts.
I know. That's why I make you do it.
Pain. It's like pain in my chest. And it happens often. Hurts. Anyway, so you had John Cena tell a speech, so he's gone. He left the ring. He called out Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan was about to speak. And, well, he was sort of interrupted.
Daniel, I just want to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I mean, last night, you had such a hard-fought victory. I mean, you won the WWE Championship clean in the middle of the ring, and you deserved it. And you did not deserve to have your dream just snatched away from you like that. But I hope you understand that, well, my husband, Triple H, he's the COO of the company, and he was just doing what was best for business.
Best for business.
Yes.
It seems like some people here have a disagreement as far as what's best for business. Okay? I expect that from you. I expect that from your father. But Triple H, he was a rebel. He was a renegade. He was the leader of D-Generation X.
That's right.
But now, he's wearing a suit, he's got a corporate haircut, and I guess what they say is true, when you lie down with trash, sooner or later, you start to stink.
Great line.
So Mark, Chris Jericho smiled.
Mm-hmm. That was PG version of calling her hoe.
Daniel, you're upset, clearly, and I understand why. So I'm gonna let that slide.
Oh, you're gonna let it slide, ladies and gentlemen. 3 cheers for Stephanie. She's gonna let it slide. Let's hear it for her. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Cause what are you gonna do? Fire me? Huh? Because I will go back to wrestling in armories. I will go back to selling t-shirts out of my car. I am not afraid of being fired. Wait. But before I leave, I am going to get my money's worth. Okay? And I don't care if it's your snake husband or whether it's Randy Orton, I will really, 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 really give you a reason to fire me.
Daniel, nobody
nobody wants to fire you. I mean, you're all worked up. Your anger management issues are, they're clearly messing with your mind. I mean, Triple H has said all along, as have I, you're very valued here. You're incredibly talented. I mean, you're the ultimate underdog. You're a part of the very fabric of the WWE. But I need to manage your expectations, Daniel, and these people don't understand business either. I mean, not everyone can be the face of the company. Not everyone can be WWE championship material. I mean, really, Daniel, you're like, what, 5'8"? Maybe 200 pounds? And, well, we can't all be supermodels. Okay, but, you know, the WWE Universe, they clearly love you. And hey, I mean, you have a place here. Daniel, you might not be an A, but you are a B plus. Solid B plus.
Funny, because you're starting to remind me of a word that starts with a letter B right now.
You need to calm down. Now I refuse to be intimidated by the likes of you. Security. You're forcing my hand, Daniel. This is nothing I want to do. Please escort this man from the building.
Oh, this is a tremendous opening segment. Tremendous.
You're just a B plus. You're just a B plus. You're not an A plus. You're just a, or was it just a B, right? Something like
no,
that.
He's a solid B.
He's a solid B. You're not A plus material. Yeah, he did knock the mic out of her hand and she went to get another mic. That was great.
That's what led to security escorting Daniel Bryan away, mm-hmm. But this was, first of all, you have the addressing of John Cena going out for injury. He says he's going to be gone 4 to 6 months, which if they said it on TV, then that's probably going to be close to accurate if they actually gave the timeline on TV.
Yeah, and honestly, they want him to rest, because he never, ever does. So if he can step away and actually heal his body, he'll be good for the WrestleMania run, which is what they need him for, which is what they truly need him for.
Yeah, 4 to 6 months puts him coming back right around Rumble or Elimination Chamber at the latest, so that's perfect for him to come back in that time and build a feud.
Mm-hmm. It was perfect, and they made Daniel Bryan in this segment. Oh my God, he was tremendous.
He was. You had the passing of the torch by Cena to Bryan. And then you had Bryan just on fire in this segment.
Without question.
Yeah, without question.
So yeah, this was a hot start. Hot start to Monday Night Raw.
And you don't have the McMahons, at least Stephanie, necessarily playing the evil boss. But she's sort of playing the nice, condescending evil boss, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. She's sort of playing basically being the fake nice, where it's the corporate Stephanie. She's got to play somewhat nice with Daniel, but at the same time, they don't want her. Or they don't want him. So it's, well, we're going to do everything we can to discourage you, not realizing that it takes a lot more than that to tear Dana Bryan down.
Right. So, a hot start to Raw. They went about 20 minutes, which was fantastic. Great open. Great all around. Stephanie was great. Daniel Bryan was fantastic. And it was a nice kickoff to the show. We then get our first matchup of the evening. Our first matchup of the evening, a SummerSlam rematch, Cody Rhodes versus Damian Sandow.
Just as good the second time around.
It was, and they gave him some time, and again, they plugged that Cody Rhodes has no mustache, and you can see it Friday on JBL Cole Show. They had a Mr. Belding reference because he was sitting right behind them.
Of course he was.
Well, it was Los Angeles or Anaheim. So it was close enough. Cody Rhodes, for the second time in a row, beats Damian Sandow.
Which Cody was saying, well, gee, that should make me the new number one contender if I can beat the technical number one contender for the title.
If I can beat the future world champion, I should be the number one contender for the world title. Shouldn't I?
He should. He totally should. And they keep touting that they would be the first father-son world champions, which, if they're touting that, we're probably going to see at least Cody go into the title picture in the future. Hopefully. I mean, good God, he deserves it.
Probably. Up next, we go backstage. Raw General Manager Brad Maddox, in a nice jacket and stuff, spoke right into camera and said Dolph Ziggler had some comments to say about Triple H. And that, he read off the comments. but included, Dolph Ziggler, included was Dolph Ziggler dodging Triple H. Maddox spoke corporately that he would like to give Ziggler the chance to show off tonight in a handicap match against the Shield.
Squeak! Squeak number one. Just for those of you keeping score.
Yes. We go back live into the arena after the break, and it's Paul Heyman in the ring with Sling. Heyman was listening to the fans boo. CM Punk was defeated by Brock Lesnar. So tonight he's going to give everyone a life lesson. He said that just like all rebellious children, Punk had to fly away from the nest to prove his well worth. He said, but he will be the first one to admit that Punk gave Brock all he could handle. So he ponders, where do we go from that? Go from here. He said it's time to end this family feud because he has been far more of a father figure than a guy who sired Punk in Chicago. And after Brother Brock slapped some sense into Punk last night, he realized that it's time for forgiveness. He says, CM Punk, I forgive you. Heyman told Punk not to listen to the crowd, but to him. Heyman told Punk to simply apologize to him, and they will return to their quest to achieve heights greater than before, because CM Punk, I still love you. Heyman said he vowed to guide Punk back to the main event of WrestleMania, back to the WWE title, and together, CM Punk, we will be the best in the world. That was great.
Brilliance. Absolute brilliance on Heyman's part. I mean, good God.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, this was really good stuff by Paul Heyman. And he sold his, you know, being injured and all, too, which was really good, too. We go backstage. The Bella Twins walk up to Cameron and Naomi and said, you know, wish them luck because they're representing their show, Total Divas. Cameron wanted to go after them, but, you know, they calmed them down, and we're ready for our next match. Cameron and Naomi versus AJ Lee and Layla. The match was fine. Nothing all too special about it.
What was weird was Layla's sell of the loss.
Because it was just... Go ahead.
It just went off the air here. It was just really... odd.
It was like he went 1, 2, barely hit the count for 3, and she, it was like, huh? And it was the same guy from last week who botched the finish.
So I don't know if they're building him in to be something, or if he's just a really bad ref. I'm thinking he's just a really bad ref.
I think so, but The Funkadactyls won. I liked AJ's shirt.
AJ looked very cute tonight.
Yes.
So, yeah. But, yeah, it was a good match. It was short. I mean, I'd actually like to see them let Trinity get in the ring and work one-on-one, or I should say Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron? She's Cameron, right?
I don't know.
I only know her as Trinity because it's the only way I can tell them apart.
Name tags, people. Name tags.
Name tags. Yes, but she can go in the ring, and I'd like to see them sort of showcase that a little bit more because she can actually work.
Right.
And putting her in the ring with someone like AJ that can go as well, that would be a good match.
Could be a good feud down the line. Speaking of name tags...
Speak!
We have The Shield versus Dolph Ziggler.
In a really good match.
It was really good. Ziggler took a beating, but he gave one back to The Shield. And then things got interesting. There was a point where Ziggler was on the big comeback. He had a DDT to Reigns, and then he threw his Rollins over the top. It looked like he fucked up his knee.
Yeah, Rollins landed weird, and so I think he probably tweaked something, or it doesn't seem like it was too terribly bad because he went on throughout the night.
Mm-hmm.
So he may have just tweaked it or landed on it badly and, you know, gave himself a boo-boo. But yeah, the spear. Oh my God, the spear from Reigns to Ziggler.
Oh, yeah, that spear.
But when this match got announced, we all were sitting here and we're like, this is gonna be good. And it was. It completely was. It always makes me happy to see my boys kick some butt. It really does. And they were in fine form this evening. Can't get them every Raw like this. Just every Raw. Yeah,
you might be getting that here at some point. Just pointing that out.
Well, you know, since the Wyatts drug Kane off, I gotta have something. You
gotta have something, yeah. So yeah, The Shield with the victory. After the match, they gave him a triple powerbomb.
Owie.
Yeah. Up next, Alberto Del Rio takes on Sin Cara. Sin Cara did a dive. They brought up the X, and he looked hurt.
Yeah. I can't tell if that was part of the work or if that was legit. Seeing as they threw the X up, I'm kind of thinking that was probably legit. Because they kept Del Rio off him. Because I don't think Del Rio quite realized what was going on, maybe. That was a really good work.
Either really good work or, I don't know, it just seemed very odd.
Yeah, everything was kind of odd about it because you saw Sin Cara land, and when he landed, yes, he did his true finisher, the Super Botch. When he landed, it didn't really look like he hurt anything. Like, they kept talking about his wrist landing oddly, but I couldn't see anything.
No, me neither, but, I couldn't tell.
I couldn't tell, so at this stage it's probably a work. But yes, so this isn't the necessary important part, or really even the oddest part of this segment. There's an even weirder part to this segment, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can skip through this a little bit. Yes. Thank you, WWE, you two, for putting things up at the last second. And here we go. We have Alberto Del Rio on the microphone.
Heroes! But I'm going to make sure, I'm going to do everything in my power to be the one representing a toda la clase alta. Especially to all the other peasants. Alberto!
¿Qué onda, carnal? ¿Cómo estamos? Hey, remember me? You know, you were actually just saying something about being a hero, and I gotta disagree. You're not a hero. You're not a hero to me. You're not a hero to the people, and especially to the Latino community. But you know what? You know what? Now that I'm out here, I might as well confess a little something. I am actually very happy, contento, that I don't have to represent you anymore, that I don't have to stand by your side. In fact, I am beyond proud that I represent somebody new. Somebody that, unlike you, will stand for people. Yes. Rob Van Dam!
What? RVD?
What a traitor.
Ricardo and Rob Van Dam! I wouldn't have thought in a million years.
What a coup for Ricardo!
What a Benedict Arnold Linda trip Ricardo turned out to be.
And look at Del Rio!
Hey.
Wasting a little time as Van Dam went after Del Rio, the world champion. On the attack of Van Dam, and Rob Van Dam gonna turn it around.
Are we got a match here? What?
I thought he said not a match here as Rob Van Dam, though, is taking it to Del Rio.
Oh, my God.
Van Dam, top rope. Del Rio's in trouble. Rolls out of the way of the five-star. And the world champion's retreating.
I guess Alberto's had all he wants of Rob Van Dam.
Ricardo's loving it. Talk about a little bit of payback for Del Rio's former personal ring announcer.
To prepare Ricardo his entire life, and this is the things he gets. Ricardo ought to be wearing a mask for that stupid haircut he has.
That was great.
This was the moment where we all just kind of sat here and scratched our heads for a minute, because we're like, what?
What?
Because we were sitting there thinking, okay, well, maybe it's Ray, or maybe it's somebody, you know, somebody else, not Rob Van Dam. Rob Van Dam doesn't need a personal ring announcer. I just like to point that out.
But he does need a promo guy.
I don't know. RVD can cut a pretty good promo.
Sometimes. Hey, he had Fonzie. Now he has a guy who can do his, you know, say, Rob Van Dam.
This is true.
Back from the break, It is the real Americans taking on the primetime players.
There was a moment in this where we all sat there and went, Zeb, don't do it.
Don't, Zeb.
Don't say it. Don't go there, because they almost... A shot was almost taken in Darren Young's general direction.
Like, everything he was saying was like, okay, it's coming. It's coming, and he didn't do it.
Which, thank God for that.
Thank God for that, yes.
That would have been too far.
Mm-hmm. It really would have been. So, the primetime players win clean in the middle of the ring. Darren Young picks up the victory.
Yay! Go Darren Young.
Renee Young is backstage talking to Big Show. He's ready to fight and says that, yes, Mark Henry and I will be teaming up to take on the Shield for tag titles. Brad Maddox interrupted, told Renee Young to go away. And then he said, you made some comments disparaging about Triple H. So Big Show stood by his comments, and Maddox corporately noted that he would like to see the show express himself differently in a handicap match against the Shield.
Squeak!
Big Show replied, are you sure you want to do that to the Shield?
I wouldn't mind doing that to the Shield. Sorry, it slipped. They're on my TV right now! What do you want from me?
She believes in the Shield.
In more ways than one.
She wants to be hounded by justice. Anyway.
Yes. Again, if any of you find Dean Ambrose, please send him to me. Thank you.
Send Dean Ambrose to Lindsay Ward, care of Wild Talk Radio. Zack Ryder and Justin Gabriel got on TV to do a Foot Locker commercial and entered Fandango. And Fandango was great. He danced and says, but can you dance in them? Which was great. I like Fandango. He's goofy in goofy and fun in these comedy spots.
He fits. Because the character is so outlandish, it works.
It works. Ryback then had an uncomfortable shower scene with a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that got weird. Quick.
They got in the shower together, and, yeah.
I have nothing against that, don't get me wrong. But, you know, if we're gonna do a prison shower scene on WWE Monday Night Raw, you know, can we have a conversation about this creative before you do it? Just, you know. Because if I'm going to watch that, I'll go watch Oz.
And if she wants to see three guys in a shower, she would go to her next matchup, The Shield versus The Big Show.
Another good match.
Another good match. See how I segue to all that? Big Show took a toll onto The Shield, but The Shield were able to capitalize and then hit a triple powerbomb for the victory onto one Big Show.
By the way, I'd just like to comment before we talk about the match on the Ryback thing. If this is all you can do with Ryback, just send him down. Please.
I really have no comment for the Ryback thing. It is what it is.
But anyway, the Shield match with Big Show, good match. Very good match. Well done. Ooh, yeah, Seth landed weird.
Yeah, he did. So, the Shield acting as the henchman for the McMahon family tonight. And that was only the beginning.
That was kind of amazing. But we'll get into that a little bit later.
It was. But now, we come back from break, and it's CM Punk time. CM Punk hobbles, and I mean hobbles, to the ring. He was dragging his feet the entire time.
Yeah, he was hurting. You could tell he was hurting, and, you know, after watching that match again today, after seeing it last night, rightfully so, I can't imagine how badly Brock Lesnar was walking.
Right. Punk said he doesn't know what to say right now, but he does know that that Paul Heyman was out here earlier saying a lot of personal things, trying to push his buttons. But then, you heard a lot of boos, and then Punk started to talk again, and then one fan started booing in the crowd. And Punk turned around and said, he knows you paid for your ticket tonight, but he doesn't mind fighting him. Punk told the guy to climb over the guardrail, get in the ring, and he'll, you know, render him toothless. You know, if you get in the ring with Punk, you won't boo again. And I can't even do what he said justice. He was just on fire. Punk snapped at a fat guy in the crowd, basically, and now there's a Twitter for it.
Which all I can say is bless you, Internet.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, there's about, thanks to Shane Helms for putting it out there, there are about 4 or 5 now Cena elbow Twitters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, thank you, Internet. Thank you so much.
Yes. But Punk returned back to focus on Paul Heyman. Punk said Heyman thinks he can carry him back to the WWE, and if he wants an apology, he might just get what he wants if he comes out to the ring. Heyman walked out with Curtis Axel. Punk said doctors won't clear him to compete tonight, but all he knows is competing in this side, this very ring. Punk said he took a beating from Brock Lesnar last night, but he is still standing. Punk said he's sorry. Heyman anxiously walked forward with a smile, he's sorry that he took his eyes off of Brock Lesnar for 1 second to get revenge on Paul Heyman. Punk said he's sorry he didn't take Heyman's arm home with him. He's sorry that he thinks a beating is going to stop him. He said he is relentless and will get his revenge. Punk wanted to do it right here tonight in Anaheim. There's a lot of CM Punk chants at this point, and then Paul Heyman saying the apology should come from him. He said he is sorry for what is about to happen to CM Punk. Heyman then told Curtis Axel to go backstage and tape up his fist for a fight. Heyman told Punk that he has pushed him once too often. He said he's not the fat guy sitting in the front row, but the worst nightmare that Punk has encountered in his entire life. Heyman said Punk better not be in the ring when they get back from break, because he is sending Curtis Axel down to the ring to finish the job that Brock Lesnar started on him last night. So let's go about the segment. This was fantastic.
This was really well done. Punk was on fire. Heyman was on fire. All the promo work tonight was really, really, really well scripted. It was very, very nicely done. None of it felt fake. This segment in particular, this had all the ire and angst and anger and whatever adjective you want to use to describe it.
Right.
Especially coming out of that match last night, because this promo really had to live up to that match, and it did, because it goes to show things are far from settled between CM Punk and Paul Heyman, and that this will go on, and where it goes on to, that's the question.
That is indeed the question, but what it led to was a hell of a fight between Curtis Axel and CM Punk. They just beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah, they really did. I mean, props to both Punk and Axel, because, yeah, especially to Punk, I mean, my God.
He took some shots from Axel, including shots right to the knee, right to the back. There was a spot where he was about to break CM Punk's knee. Punk rolled away, was able to get up. Yeah, they just brawled. CM Punk ended this whole knockout, dragout fight with a GTS onto the steel steps. But yeah, this was a brawl to remember on Monday Night Raw.
This was. We got an unsanctioned fight on Monday Night Raw, and it was absolutely tremendous. Props to both guys. Props to Paul Heyman, because he helped sell it.
Mm-hmm. And then he just slowly walked away.
Not that Punk could catch him.
The Punk could not catch him tonight. No, he couldn't. As they plugged up, coming up later in the night, Randy Orton's WWE title coronation, but up next, they're here.
Finally!
R-Truth in the ring. Out comes Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt destroys R-Truth.
And what happens? Nothing. We get no explanation. I have been waiting 24 damn hours to get an explanation as to what they have done with Kane. And what do we get? Nothing! Not a thing! It's the one time Bray Wyatt does not pick up a damn microphone! I call shenanigans! Pure, plain, simple shenanigans!
Well, the commercial for Sci-Fi SmackDown hinted at a Wyatt promo.
I'm not going to be able to see SmackDown because I have to work 18 hours and 24!
It'll be on YouTube. I'll clip the audio for you.
Thank you! I'm going to need something to listen to at 6 o'clock in the morning when I'm falling asleep! But 24 hours I have waited for this and I get nothing! Nothing! You scoundrels! Thieves! Shenanigans! I'm pointing my finger at my TV right now. You can't see it, but I'm pointing my finger and calling shenanigans. It's just wrong. So wrong.
Feel
bad. And on a side note, the new face of evil also has really nice eyes. Anyway, continue.
How am I supposed to continue off of that?
I don't know. Just figure it out.
In the history of the Corrida de Toros, many matadors have come and gone. Some have risen to great heights. Others have spilled their blood on the sand and been forgotten. But in legend and in song, there are two who have been remembered for their bravery, their desire, their sheer will to win. Some believe that such men are only a myth, but soon the myths will become reality. Soon, los matadores will fight again.
Los matadores are coming to WWE.
You know, I read about this morning, and I was like, they're going to do a matador gimmick?
It could be fun.
It could totally be fun. The costumes are amazing, by the way. Props to the seamstresses. But yeah, it's like, huh? What? They're doing a matador gimmick? Okay. Alright.
Oh,
alright.
Okay. Matadors. This is King Kid. Matadors. Here, picturing some other part of the bull here. So you're picturing... So not only do you like Wong, you like bull... things.
Well, they did show a bull goring a matador in a particular place.
So... yeah. King Kittens? 3, 2, 1.
One.
Waiting.
And he doesn't disappoint. Yeah, I think LeMans is right. It's probably a feud with the Real Americans. It's just, it's a positive because they're bringing at least Primo and Epico back. There's no word whether Rosa Mendez will be with them, probably not. But it's another tag team to go in the tag division, then they sorely need tag teams right now, so...
And Primo and Epico on their own were struggling anyhow, so... So, it's fine. And it could be fun.
It totally could be fun.
Kane Kinge will be very excited. Anyway, moving on, the Usos took on Heath Slater and Jinder Mahal. What I could say is we had a Let's Go Usos 3MB chant.
We did. We totally did. Which makes me question the crowd on so many different levels.
Usos won.
They did.
Miz versus Wade Barrett. It was fine.
It was fine. It was a match. I mean, it really was. It was a match. It was fine.
And then, as Miz lacks in the figure four, a flying Fandango appears and hits the leg drop on the Miz. Didn't see that one coming.
Totally didn't see that one coming.
But it was a nice leg drop. Nice little feud we're going to see between the Miz and Fandango.
Yes.
Gives them something to do.
Well, Lord knows Miz needs something to do.
Mm-hmm. After the match, Brad Maddox is backstage. Stephanie McMahon is walking towards the ring, supposedly, and said security has informed him that Daniel Bryan is back in the building. Stephanie smiled and said that's good news, and then walked into the office with Mr. McMahon on the door, and, you know, they're ready for, you know, the coronation. So, as the McMahons are in the ring, Triple H walks down, the entire roster is on the stage. We have the Shield as security.
Guess we know who they're being paid by.
Mm-hmm. Which is great. I like that they're the security for the McMahons. Vince asked the crowd to give it up for the game. They were all applauding for Triple H in the ring. McMahon said he's proud of his son-in-law, noting that he has had his doubts about him, but he did the right thing. And at the end, you saw the light. The crowd chants, "You sold out to Hunter." Then Hunter sarcastically said, "This is where he's supposed to explain himself, right?" Hunter said, "It always makes him laugh how short-sighted the fans are, not able to see the bigger picture. I did what I did last night to ensure the future of the WWE. I did what I did last night for all of you, each and every one of you. I did it for you, you, all your children, their children, for all the people on the ramp. And the only one who clapped was Teddy Long," which is great. Triple H did it for Vince McMahon, his father, his grandfather. He said he did it for the WWE, so that he'll be here for a very long time after Vince is gone. He, for his wife, his children. He did it for The Rock. He did it for the people. He said he did it for WWE's existence in all of their futures. "You think I wanted to do that to Daniel Bryan?" he said. Hunter said he considers Bryan a friend, and he likes what he does in the ring. Hunter said, "Bryan is a very good little technician. And he deserved to be John Cena last night. But let's be honest, WWE champion? Face of WWE?" The crowd was chanting aloud, yes. Hunter said the fans deserve better than that, and the crowd rained down on boos. Hunter says the fans deserve the complete package. "You deserve A+, not B. Don't ever settle for less. And that's what I gave you last night. I gave you A+. Hunter said, "Daniel Bryan came out here and said he has a personal problem with that. What about my personal issues?" Hunter said. He said he personally didn't want to do that to Bryan. "You think I want to throw that all away because he overachieved? It hurt me personally to do that to Bryan." Hunter continued that he didn't want to associate with Randy Orton either, as there's a lot of history, a lot of bad blood between those two, but he buried that all under the bridge. He buried his personal problems, the bitterness and the hate, to do what's right for WWE and right for you, the fans. Hunter said he doesn't care about Bryan's personal problems, and him saying he has a personal problem with it, that is just selfish. This is not all about you, Hunter said. It's not about me. You put your personal feelings aside and you do what's right for business. The crowd started chanting for Daniel Bryan at this point. He then said he's going to do what he needs to be done by putting aside his personal problems one more time to bring out the future, your future, the face of WWE. The once coal, now diamond in the once cold, now diamond, Randy Orton. Great line. Again, Teddy Roloff was the only one applauding as Randy Orton came to the ring. And Randy Orton said, "I told you so." Orton said he told everyone that when he cashed in, no one would see it coming. Now that he's WWE champion again, Orton said he's not usually the one for thank yous, but, well, he can make an exception for this night. Orton turned to Hunter and said he owes all this to him, and they shook hands again. I should mention, when they call out came out, Orton gave Vince a handshake. He shook Triple H's hand. And then, well, Lindsay, Orton and Steph, well, shared an embrace.
Which is kind of awkward when you think about the legacy storyline and you think what happened with Stephanie and all of that happy stuff. So, yeah, it's like, okay, this is weird, but all right.
But they were doing it upright. This was being done so perfectly right.
Oh, it was. It was completely perfect. You basically, you have Randy Orton, the corporate champion, you know, and being embraced by the McMahons, despite everything he's done, all his screw-ups, all his faults, he's being embraced by the McMahons as the corporate champion.
Mm-hmm. Orton said, as a matter of fact, everyone should stand up right now and show Hunter the respect he actually deserves. Hunter took back over and said that they own this place, so, well, let's bring out Daniel Bryan. Because, well, he knew they were in the building. Hunter told Bryan to come down, get their personal issues out in the open like men. You know, he then told Bryan to come out, you know, wherever he is, and then, you know, okay, first off, Shield guys, move away. You guys are too intimidating for him. Let's just move away. Hunter told the roster, just move away, don't touch him, or they'll have problems. Vince McMahon gave Hunter an idea, so, you know, they did the yes. All three of them were chanting yes, yes, yes. Crowd got behind it a little bit. And then, you know, to make a feel at home, let's play his music. But there was no Daniel Bryan. Until finally he came out on the side of the stage and he was ready to go into the ring. And Hunter was egging him, you know, come on, Daniel, come on, Daniel. And as Daniel Bryan was about to get into the ring, he gets jumped by the Shield. But Daniel Bryan was able to fight off the Shield. He was ready. He threw Ambrose onto the ramp. He was ready to get in the ring, and then, out of nowhere, a spear to Daniel Bryan. And Reigns really killed him with that spear.
Yeah, he did. In fact, it looks like Reigns actually tweaked his shoulder a little bit when he did it.
They were ready to do a triple powerbomb, but Hunter said, no, don't do it, don't, that's not what he wants. Hunter told Bryan to come in the ring. You know, and say what he needed to say, but Bryan was too injured to talk, so of course, Hunter said, you know, talking down to him, just, come on, you do it, come on, get in the ring, let's talk about it. He just started egging him on over and over again. You know, show some guts. Show that fighting spirit you have. Bryan slowly gets in the ring, holding his ribs, and then out of nowhere, an RKO. Bam. That's it. The McMahon stood tall, Randy Orton stood tall, Triple H stood tall, in the center of the ring as Monday Night Raw ended. Fantastic close.
This was so well done. So well done. Because you, again, it's, they're not being, they're being condescending jerks is basically what they're being, but they're putting the corporate smile on it. And that's exactly how they need to be playing this. Is it's like, well, yeah, you know, we're fine with you where you are, but we don't want you to go any further. It's basically they're playing up what everybody believes they are in real life.
Right. LeMans goes, applause to UWE for finally making me hate heels this much. They're doing their job. They're making you hate the heel.
Which is what they're supposed to do.
That's pro wrestling 101. You're supposed to hate the heel. Simple as that.
Simple as that.
So yeah, that Any other comments about that segment?
I thought it was very well done. It was brilliant. I'm very curious to see what they do, if they do anything on SmackDown, and also for moving forward on Monday Night Raw, because right now it seems that all of the fans are on the same page. So is it something that maybe we see something split them apart, or do we see an alternate authority figure come in and kind of try to back Daniel Bryan as he feuds with the McMahons?
It will be the return of, wait for it, Linda McMahon.
That'd be kind of awesome, actually. I'd be totally okay with that.
If that happens, everyone owes me money.
Hashtag Raw Post Show exclusive.
There you go. But yeah, this was really good. I like the story they're building.
It's essentially Austin versus McMahon 2.0, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that at all.
Really, Tim? You're not? Really? You should. Tim, give me money if Linda McMahon shows up. Dare you.
Wait, Tim has money to give?
Stop being cheap. Give me money if Linda shows up on TV. Think about it as a donation to her campaign. It'll just go through me and it'll never reach her.
Right.
But yeah, Oh, he says, no, if she shows up, sue the WWE fucking E. We'll see about that. But yeah, I love this story. It's Austin McMahon, but it's not just Austin McMahon. It's the corporation type angle as well.
Yeah, we're seeing a return of the corporation, and it's yeah. This is, I like where they're going with this. It's very interesting. They're building Daniel Bryan up to be an even bigger star than he would have been at SummerSlam, because we all were kind of talking about it. It's like, okay, well, if Daniel Bryan wins the title and he holds the title, he's probably going to only hold it for a couple months.
Right. And it's not, it's in a way, it's Austin McMahon, but it's not Austin McMahon, because they're not making Daniel Bryan out to be the rebel. He's not the rebelish bad guy.
He's a rebel, but he's a different kind of rebel.
Right. He's not the Austin rebel. And it's a different twist to the story, and it's heel promoter versus, you know, the guy they want to hold down. It's a fun story. If you don't like it, fine. Book it better.
It's something different that we haven't seen in a while. And that's kind of what I'm liking. And also, you've got Daniel Bryan playing his part well. You've got the McMahons playing their part perfectly. It's being very well executed right now. And you've got Orton, who's in it, who's really just a pawn.
Mm-hmm. But Hunter was money tonight.
Oh, Hunter was money. Steph was money. Bryan was money. Like I said, the promo work tonight was fantastic. I haven't heard promos that good in a long time.
And if you think this is only the beginning with Hunter like this, remember, he's the boss for a long time to come. Just pointing that one out. So yeah, that's the show.
That's the show. 3 hours of Monday Night Raw in about 45 minutes.
And we went about an hour, so yeah. You got your money's worth tonight, people. With that being said, this has been another edition of Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tune in tomorrow night for Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with Alan Wojcik on the program. He will be speaking to Taylor Hendricks and Zach Allen. Thursday night, Lindsay, The Rack, 11 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Sorry, take a drink of water. We're going to be talking all about the news and notes coming out of SummerSlam, including the fight that Del Rio was in. Was it Drew that clocked him, or was it somebody else? You'll have to tune in to find out. We'll also be talking about the big WWE 2K announcements concerning the roster that was revealed at SummerSlam, the WrestleMania 30 mode, or 30 years of WrestleMania mode, Impact, SummerSlam, and so much more. Tune to the Rack. And also stay tuned for our Total Divas post show, which will be coming out with the show later this week.
Visit RackRadioShow.com Saturday at midnight-ish at CB Radio with myself, Rob Parks, Ace, and Subway. Weird, wacky, and the unusual. Before that, we play Cards Against Humanity. We get evil, and now we have another thing to be evil about. Sunday night, it is WTR Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mason Omega as they cover the week in pro wrestling. Got an idea for a great debate? Send it to media@wildtalkradio.com. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of the Wild Post Show live right here, live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Follow us on Twitter @WildTalkRadio. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Follow Lindsay on Twitter @LindsayWard. INSWARD. Check out her DeviantArt at linsward.deviantart.com. psychworddesigns.com. Check out WTRproductions.net. Yes, new evil thing. Things you said in the chat room. They will be evil. Ha 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 ha. Visit CanadianAllPro.com right now for results from I'm Number One. Get tickets now for the upcoming event. Can I say the name of the event, Tim? Can I? Is it allowed? Can I promote the name of the event? Huh? Can I? Apparently I'm not giving an answer. Just go to CanadianAllPro.com for the name of the next event coming soon. Buy tickets now at CanadianAllPro.com. Like I said, Raw Post Show live, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, next Monday night. We'll see you for the Rack Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com. Thanks to PW Mania and MemLanePromo.com for Lindsay Ward. I'm Sir Rockin. Good night, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.